Listening 133. Listen and read.
Moving to an island. Dear Class 6, hello from the island of Mull in Scotland. We've arrived. We've had a very busy day, but now I'm sitting in my new bedroom in my new house. I wanted to tell you all about the move. This morning, we woke up mega early. The removal men had already taken most of our stuff in an enormous van, so we just had a few last things to pack. I packed my suitcase and helped Dad catch our cat, Suki. She wasn't very pleased. Then we loaded the car and waved goodbye to our old house in Manchester. It was a long journey. Dad was driving and Mum was reading the map. Everyone was really excited. I was looking out of the window and my sister was asking loads of questions about our new house. But by the time we got to the ferry, everyone was sleeping. Except Dad, of course. The ferry was great. While my sister and I were looking out to see our new home, some dolphins appeared. They were following the ferry. I'd never seen wild dolphins before. It was so cool. When we arrived at the house, the movers had already put the furniture inside. But something funny happened. We realised we hadn't labelled the boxes before the movers loaded the van. We didn't know where anything was. Dad and I had managed to find some of the camping equipment by dinner time, so we cooked a camping dinner. We ate our dinner from plastic plates, looking at the sea. It felt like an adventure. Our new house is quite different. I'm sending you a picture. It's in the middle of lots of fields, 7 kilometres from the village. Mum said it might feel a bit weird at first, after living in the city, but I like it so far. Well, I have to go. It's been a long day and I'm exhausted. We start our new school tomorrow. I'm looking forward to making new friends, but I miss my old mates. Write soon and let me know what you're up to. From Liam.